Hello, it's Rod Sloan here, and welcome to my special edition May 2012 birthday podcast. As it's my birthday in May, rather than you give me a gift, I thought I would give you the gift of an additional podcast. Later on, I'll be interviewing Bert Badonk about how to really use LinkedIn. Now, if you're on LinkedIn, or you'd like to generate more leads, then please join me on Tuesday, June the 19th, for the truth about your lead generation. This is a complimentary taster workshop at the O2 Tottenham Court Road in London, where we can delve into some of the strategies behind having a successful lead generation program. So please join me on Tuesday the 19th of June. The best way to book your ticket for that is to get across to my LinkedIn profile, that's Rod Sloan, and on my main profile, go down to my websites, and there you will see something called The Truth About Your Lead Gen. The Truth About Your Lead Gen. Simply click on that, and it'll take you to the website where you can reserve your seat. And I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday the 19th of June. Now, my special guest for this birthday edition of the Sales and Marketing Alignment podcast is Bert Badonk. Bert is the author of How to Really Use LinkedIn. He is one of the few certified LinkedIn trainers in the world and only a handful in Europe. I interviewed him recently at a somewhat noisy O2 on Tottenham Court Road about how you and I, as sales and marketing people, could really use LinkedIn. So I'm here with Bert Badonk, the author of How to Really Use LinkedIn. Hello, Bert.
Hi, Ron.
Now, Bert, let me tell you, you've written this book, How to Really Use LinkedIn. What was the thinking behind that book, and what do you hope people get out of it when they read your book?
All right, very good question. Thank you. What we saw is that, coming from our experience with LinkedIn, is that most people are using it rather as a billboard instead of a proactive tool. And so what happens in most cases is that people get a lot of invitations from people in their network, and then at a certain point they're fed up with all the invitations, so they make time to create an account, they set it up, they do some basic profiling stuff, and then they just wait. That's what most people do. But there's so much more to it, and based on our experience on how to use LinkedIn, we created a book to share our knowledge with the rest of the world, so to speak. Okay.
So LinkedIn, correct me if I'm wrong, that's basically a glorified online CV, isn't it? And it's a bit, I'm drinking a cup of cappuccino here, and it's a bit like the froth in the cappuccino. Isn't it? It's not a serious business tool, surely. You're not going to try and pull the wool over my eyes, are you, Bert?
Well, it's funny that you mention it, because LinkedIn started out as a more as a recruiting background, let's say, database, where a lot of recruiters, a lot of people looking for a job. But it moved on, and you can actually now use it as a sales tool, as a marketing tool, and it's the biggest online professional network that's out there.
Okay, so in a moment I'm going to ask you to just to share one tip, maybe, for using it as a sales tool or a lead generation tool. But before we do that, you must look at a lot of LinkedIn profiles.
Yes.
What do you see are the mistakes a lot of people make when they come onto LinkedIn? What are the common mistakes you can avoid?
Common mistakes that people can avoid is the picture, for instance. It seems like a lot of people, you know, just escaped from prison. They cut out the
well, they have in this country.
Yeah, but I know. But the thing is that, you know, a picture tells a thousand words, and so it's like the first impression that you make to people next to your name and your professional headline. Yeah. So it is important to have a decent but also recent picture. So invest some time in that, having a good picture.
Okay. And then beneath that, it says your headline. So presumably I put in there my job title, is it? You know?
Yeah.
I'm the ERM manager at XYZ company. Does that go down well?
That goes down well for a lot of people, but there's better ways to do it, and to put something extra in there to spice up your professional headline. Why would people choose you instead of other people in a list when you pop up in a search result? So, for instance, what I added to my professional headline is, next to the professional stuff, is also something private, like I'm a happy shopaholic.
Okay.
All right? And so people tend to...
Shopaholic or
shopaholic? No, shopaholic. and not to... Not to compare that with alcoholic, of course, that's something else as well. No, but I really love chocolate, and by putting it out there, I get people getting in touch with me first to talk about chocolate and how they like and love chocolate as well, right? And based on that, we move it on and step it up to the talk business.
So I like mushy peas, those green peas. Perhaps I should put that in there. I don't know. I think I might attract the wrong type of people. All right. Now, there's a great debate on LinkedIn about how you connect with people.
Right.
Do you connect with everybody? Or are you free and easy? Do you connect with people you know? What is your thinking on that?
My thinking on that is that everyone has to decide for themselves whether they are open or not open. You have, on the one hand of the spectrum, you have the LinkedIn open networkers. Whenever you send someone an invitation who is in LinkedIn Open Network and Lion, they will accept with no...
Sorry, what's a Lion?
Lion LinkedIn Open Networker. So whenever you send an invitation to one of these, they will accept without any questions asked. On the other hand, there are people who are very, very cautious about who they connect with. And so they have a number of rules put in place before they actually say yes to an invitation. And I'm probably caught in the middle. I have some rules that I apply. For instance, if people send me a standard invitation, I tend to decline their invitation because I feel like, you know, there's a reason for you to connect with me, so there must be some value in connecting with me, right? If you don't take the time to actually create a personal message to it, I feel like, what am I then to you?
Now, if you were talking to a salesperson in an account and they were looking at prospecting, and obviously it's quite straightforward for them to contact people in their own network.
True.
But people outside their network, what advice could you give people about how to use LinkedIn to prospect in a professional way rather than just annoying people?
Exactly. Very, very good question, Rob. So what I advise people to do is, of course, first set their goal. What is it they want to achieve? If they want some prospects, who are they? What kind of companies, maybe industries, regions, and so on? So they can use then the advanced search in LinkedIn, which is a very underestimated tool still. And so you find it under the advanced button next to the search bar. And there you can fine-tune your search. And what I didn't want to share with you is that it's always better to be introduced rather than to introduce yourself. So the search result, you find a bunch of people and you click into their profiles and specifically look for people in the second degree. Of course, the people in your first degree you already know and you're connected with them.
So first degree are people you know, second degree are friends of friends.
Yes, exactly. So what you basically do is you look for people in the second degree, for those friends of friends, so you actually have someone who can introduce you to that person, which is always a better way finding new customers because they have already an existing relationship with the people you want to be in touch with.
And how much time do you think it's worth spending on LinkedIn on a daily basis? I'm sure you spend 26, 27 hours a day on LinkedIn.
You could, probably.
But for somebody who's doing lots of other activities, got to use a phone, other things, how much time on average would you recommend people spend on LinkedIn?
Well, the question that I'm often asked is, how much time would you spend on it? And I said, well, apart from the sessions that I give as a speaker, as a trainer, I would spend no more than about 15 minutes a day, and that's working day. So it makes sense to really limit the amount of time you're there, but very focused on what it is that you want to achieve. Using the advanced search, participating groups, follow up on your network, doing some updates, a number of activities that you can do, but boxed in a little amount of time.
You mentioned groups there, so I work for a technology company or a financial services company. Should I go and join those groups that are associated with those industries? What group should I join? What's your advice on
that? Well, if you're looking for, you're looking for new customers, then I would participate in groups where they are active. So, for instance, if you're in a utilities company, and so you're looking for new companies who are looking for you, where are they active and what kind of groups are they talking about? Do they have discussions? Do they have questions? Pop up there, join the group there, and become visible by answering questions in the discussions.
Okay. Now, talking about groups, here's a plug. So there's a commercial bit here coming up. I run two groups on LinkedIn. One is called the London Marketing Community, and the other one is called the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group. So if either of those appeal, please join, and for a mere £5,000, you can join either of those groups. No, obviously they're all complimentary, but you're most welcome to join those groups. So, Bert, that's lots of good content there. If people want to learn more about who you are, what you do, where should they go?
Well, there is one way they can have a look at me. That's on my profile. So just look on LinkedIn and type in my name, Bert Verdonk, which is B-E-R-T. V-E-R-D-O-N-C-K.
And can you spell that again for us, please?
B-E-R-T, which is my first name, last name, V-E-R-D-O-N-C-K. And beware, check also your spelling of your name, because a lot of people can't even write their own names. Thank you,
Rob. Okay, and anywhere else you should go online? So look at
we're also giving away 1 million copies of our book, How to Really Use LinkedIn. And so people can go to our website, howtoreallyuselinkedin.com, all with hyphens in between, and you just, on the homepage, you just fill out your name and your email address, you can download the full PDF version of the book.
So that's howtoreallyuselinkedin.com, all with hyphens.
All with hyphens.
But thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.